Many people, even without realizing it, live in a constant state of doom and gloom, fear and loathing. In fact, that nagging sense of fear is robbing many a life from the freedom that Jesus came to bring us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When I was in London one time, way back in 2005, I hopped on the underground at Gloucester Road to go and take in some of the sights. I was a bit hungry, so I bought a banana on the platform. But I couldn't find a bin anywhere to throw away the banana peel. Then I realised, with all the terrorism that's plagued our world, and London has indeed had way more than her fair share, for obvious reasons, they don't have all that many bins in public areas. It was only a few weeks later that two bombs went off again on the underground and at Tavistock Square. Terrorism is all about fear. The words fear or afraid appear almost 450 times throughout the Bible. And most often, it's God telling people, don't be afraid. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 15, the Lord's angel said to Elijah, go with the captain, don't be afraid of him. We can and we should take sensible precautions in all sorts of areas of our lives. But no matter how hard we try, we simply cannot control some of the scary things that are going to happen to us along the way. So now, you and I, we have a choice. The first option, and this is the one that many people choose without even thinking about it, it's the option that we tend to fall into by default, is to live our lives in fear. Chronic fear is out there in epidemic proportions. The second option, one that far fewer people take, is to trust the one person who really can say, don't be afraid. That's God's word fresh for you today. We are complex people, each one of us. Our emotional makeup, the things we've been through, well, there's a lot of stuff there to rob us of all that God has for us. And that's why he is still today speaking his power and wisdom, love and freedom into our hearts through his word. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.